This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Especially after, you know, their previous history with really three potential probably Hall of Famers, and now they're all gone, and now they're probably going to win an NBA title.
And a part of that, without boring into specifics on this, is the way the salary cap is laid out. Mm-hmm. Karl-Anthony Towns is going to get pay increases every year. Mikal Bridges is eligible for an extension this summer. And so they're going to go over the first apron. They're going to go over the second apron. It's going to be tougher to build kind of things around this core. So that's why when you put it together and you have guys on team-friendly deals, you got to take advantage of it.
You better win now.
And that's why it comes back to this wasn't a disaster. I wouldn't use that word. It was a big missed opportunity. A big one. And there's a good chance that, as optimistic as you want to be, and I respect the hell out of that, Tommy, there's a really good chance you're not going to be right. There's a really good chance we're going to look back at 25 as the missed opportunity like we're talking about right now. Let's go to Diego in the Bronx. Hey, Diego.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for the call.
Pleasure, man.
Okay, the last game with the Knicks, the third quarter when it started, and I saw that they jumped into a 12-point lead, I said the game was over already. I said, why does this always happen with the Knicks? They come out the locker room, and they just have no energy
can't
in the
explain
second
it.
Half.
You can't explain it. Right. It's been going on forever.
We talked about it multiple times already this postseason. And so what is it? Is it the fatigue?
Mikal Bridges talked about using layup lines to get them going. They tried that, didn't work.
It's not that. It's just a sense of importance of that moment. And they did it one time in this series. And you saw the benefit of it. But if that's, to me, is the most egregious thing about this team. Starting games like they did a couple times in the Boston series and then restarting the game in the third quarter, that it will lose you games.
Especially in game six where they're down four and it feels you're down by four by the grace of the basketball gods. Mm-hmm. Like you were given a gift to be in that game. Like I sat there and I admit on the other side I'm rooting for your demise. I was nervous as all hell. I was like, are you kidding me? Cat and Brunson stunk. They're turning the ball over left and right and they're down by four. But I got to get to something, and it's very, very important I mention this because I believe this call is going to disappear into the ethers, and it cannot. It cannot in New York City. It cannot on our radio show. I know game six was Saturday, and I'll be the guy. I'll pick up the torch and scream about it as a non-Knick fan. But let me take you back to the third quarter of this game, late third quarter. It is now a 12-point Indiana lead. The Knicks force a turnover. They've got a 3-on-1 fast break. And Deuce McBride is set up for an open three late third quarter. And I've said a million times how important it is to close out quarters. They got a chance to make this a 9-point game. I want you to take a listen to the play-by-play call, and I'll remind you if you don't remember what this is.
Hart has the steal. It's off Durant. McBride on the wing. He's got the pass. He sets from three and fires. Got it.
Turnover. Another turnover.
Wow. Yeah, because they said he stepped out of bounds. And so when that play happens, a couple of thoughts. Number one, wow, that's a real killer. Wow, that's the worst turnovers the Knicks have had all day. Then I see the replay.
Yeah.
Take, I'm not even a Knicks fan. I got to scream about this. He wasn't even close to stepping out of bounds.
Right, I'm rewatching it now. I mean...
Bro. Bro. He is nowhere close.
Okay, so this to me feels like the NFL issue when someone's on the boundary. And by that, I mean, are his toes in, but his heels over, right? That's what this looks like. And it's so damn close. I think it's an illusion that makes this referee think that he's out of bounds. But I don't think his heels ever come down out of bounds.
His heel never comes down out of bounds. And think about what this does in this game. If the three goes, it's a 9-point game less than a minute to go in the third. I can't tell you the Knicks are going to win this game, but I could tell you that on the next possession, Obi Toppin drills a three, and so instead of it going from 12 to 9, it goes from 12 to 15. That's a 6-point swing on what was, I'm sorry, an absolute bogus call. Now, if that doesn't make me or you mad enough, I got one other thing. Don't you want to hear what Reggie Miller and Stan Van Gundy said about the replay? Because they're playing the replay. We all see that Deuce McBride's foot or heel is nowhere near the out-of-bounds line. So, hey, I'd love to hear what Reggie has to say. I'd love to hear what Stan has to say. Stan Van Gundy's got no issue calling out the officials. Take a listen to what they had to say about the call or what they didn't say about the call.
McBride steps out. I hate this anyway. With one defender back, Reggie, you got to run for a layup. I'm sorry. I know that's old school. It's one defender.
Do you know what modern day the NBA is? It's run to the three.
Yeah, listen. Even analytically, the layup is a far more effective shot.
Well, especially in playoff basketball.
So these two guys, while they're playing the replay, decide to break down the analytics of Deuce taking a three as opposed to driving to the basket. Instead of stating what everyone didn't see, which is him stepping out of bounds. Like, I'm sorry. And I hope that Knicks fans appreciate that I'll be the guy to scream about this. Because if you scream about it, you're a whiny bitch. But I'm going to scream about it. And I hate the Knicks, right? Why would I scream about it? Other than the fact it was embarrassing. It was egregious.
Right.
And it bothered me even more that Reggie and Stan
couldn't even address it
and say, hey, guys, I don't think he ever stepped out of bounds, because he didn't.
You know I don't like to get into the officiating, but this was egregious. You could fit...
Just don't call it this moment.
You could fit Marash between Deuce's heel and the out-of-bounds line. It was egregious call. And then... I don't expect anything different.
And it was late, too.
Well, hold on. There had to be... I understand it was the last broadcast on TNT, so they were just dropping F-bombs after the game, and they didn't really care. But Reggie Miller showing up in black, not hiding it. Van Gundy is part of the coalition, but he does hide it. It was a complete and utter biased broadcast towards the Knicks. And I hate getting into it, because to me, it's about what's going on the court. It's about beating the team mano a mano. But for any Knicks fan, myself included, to have to listen and watch and listen to a Pacer broadcast on national TV and they completely ignore a play like that is beyond egregious.
I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How they don't mention, that looks like a bad call.
Yeah.
And just for the record, because I know some Knicks fans took this out on Tom Thibodeau, that's not a challengeable play either.
Right.
So it's not as if they could have overturned it. It was such a bad call. And here's the thing about the NBA. There's a lot of possessions. There's a lot of points. Mm-hmm. There are certain possessions and certain plays that feel more important. And that was huge. Late third quarter, closeouts were important. A 12-point game is going to become a 9-point game, and then it goes back to 15. I thought it was a death sentence, bro. Yeah,
no, it definitely was. Just you rewatch it. I'm just rewatching it. It is very close, but he's not out of bounds.
I'm going to disagree with you that it was very close. It was not close.
I'm just from the angle that this ref is coming from. It's very close.
Now, what I was very confused about when I saw this call. Was I kept thinking about my dear friend Sean Morash, who told us on Friday that the officials were going to be biased towards the Knicks because, of course, the NBA wants a seventh game, and, of course, the NBA wants the New York market in the NBA Finals. So what happened? Did it get lost in the telegraph?
What happened, Evan, is, again, you're not listening to what I said. What I said was the NBA was going to want to push and not have an open weekend as the next game's Thursday. They got the Saturday. Game 7 should have
it. Stop it.
They covered the weekend. They got us some coverage in the weekend. That's all they needed.
The NBA officials are not biased. They're just incompetent. Keep that in mind.
It's also I'm going to be tiki. It's bias.
Oh, bias. They're not bias. It's not biased.
It's biased.
Thank you. Why?
I thought it was just B-I-A-S.
E-D.
Is it?
It's past tense.
I'm going to retract that one.
You know, here's what really annoys me sometimes about you and Tom. You do this both times. I butcher the English language enough. Don't correct me when I'm actually right. Like, come on.
I took a shot down the field. If I was wrong, what do you want?
Correct me when I'm actually wrong. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey guys, how we doing?
What's up?
Big time disappointed Knicks fan, but I think the thing that's going kind of unsaid a little bit is the fact that Carlisle's got to get a lot of credit for taking Brunson out. I mean, Brunson's not a distributor, and you know once you force him to do something with the basketball, you saw the results. The turnovers were way, way, way too many, and I think that was a conscious effort on his part to do that. And then the results kind of came after that. I don't think he let Brunson do what he had to do.
They played Jalen Brunson very physical and very aggressive in this series.
Right.
And Jalen still had his moments because at times Jalen's unstoppable, especially when he goes into his bag. But they really gave him fits throughout this series.
This is where the Jalen off the ball conversation becomes more prevalent and more, I think, real to talk about.
And he tried that with Mikal Bridges handling the basketball.
He definitely did. You don't want to say, hey, you need a better ball handler to come in and play with Jalen Brunson, because then that takes the ball out of Jalen Brunson's hands. But there has to be a good mix of him on ball and off ball so that it gets harder for the Pacers to do what they did to Jalen Brunson, right? He can't be worn out to the point where he just makes dumb mistakes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.